بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وخاتم النبيين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بالإحسان إلى يوم الدين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Again, I'm your brother Abu Abdullah Abdul Latif from Arabic Virtual Academy. And I just wanted to share with you another short reminder about something that many times we forget about. And it's something that's important that we call one another to. And this is the issue of the fact that every good that we come across, it comes from Allah. Everything good that happens to you in your life, every hardship that you're saved from, all of it, it comes from Allah Ta'ala. Now what we want to do is we want to look at where Allah Ta'ala, He says, وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. And this is in Surah An-Nahl. And Allah Ta'ala, He says, and whatever you have from Allah's favor or from favor, that it's from Allah. Now think about that for a minute. I mean, it's something that's easy when we read the Quran, we brush by it. We all know this. We don't need anybody to remind us that everything comes from Allah. But where's the benefit in really pondering on this, reminding one another of this? Where's the benefit of it? Can any one of you tell me? Exactly. Because when we sit down and we think about what Allah has blessed us with, it makes us thankful. It makes us grateful. It makes us want to worship Allah more. It makes us want to do what we need to do to gain Allah's pleasure. Now it's easy to count and say, okay, Alhamdulillah, Allah woke me up out of the bed this morning. Alhamdulillah, Allah woke up my family and didn't make me wake up to deceased people in my household. Alhamdulillah, Allah gave me health today. Alhamdulillah, I have a job to take care of my family today. But have you ever thought about all of the hardships that Allah Ta'ala has saved you from today alone? From sickness, from poverty, from fear, from not having some type of stability in your life, from death, your own and the death of those other people, your loved ones? Have you ever thought of the fact that had Allah willed, none of these things would have come to you? Other than the fact that Allah loves you and gave you these things. This should make you an individual that shows gratitude. When you think about this, it doesn't make you say, Alhamdulillah. This is the natural reaction that we should be having when we understand that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us over and over and over again. Every minute, the fact that we can hold ourselves when we have to go to the bathroom. The fact that we can go to the bathroom. That we're not from those people who can't go to the bathroom. Or those people who can't hold their bowels or whatever else might come out of them. Do you know how that would affect your lives? And yet Allah Ta'ala, He saves you from these hardships, these trials. Should this in itself not make you a thankful slave? When you realize and you sit and think of the fact that your eyes blink the way that they do to keep your eyeballs from drying out. To keep your body organs going the way that they are because of the fact that Allah loves you and wants good for you and He gives these things to you. Do you think that you shouldn't be thankful to Allah for it? And when we say being thankful, we don't mean just saying, okay, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, and it just means some dry kalam that comes out of our mouth. But if you're truly thankful, then you would be doing what you have to do to try to please Him. The same way that husbands do with their wives, and wives do with their husbands, and children do with their parents. Gratitude is something that should be natural within us. We see it all around us, all day long, every day. Someone does something good, then naturally most people do something good for them. But unfortunately, we find that we don't have this attitude when it comes to Allahu Ta'ala. And this is something that we need to change. Because no one gives us any good. No one does any good or any harm or is kept from doing harm to us except that it is from Allahu Ta'ala. So if you're going to show the creation your gratitude for what they're giving you, you need to thank the one that created them and had them to do these things for you. It's kind of backwards, or as they used to say, like chasing your tail, to do otherwise. You're going to thank the tool that gave it to you and not thank the one that put that tool there to give it to you. This isn't rational. And once we realize that all of these ni'm, all of these blessings, they come from Allah Ta'ala, we shouldn't be able to do anything but be thankful for them. Look at what Allah Ta'ala, He says in Surah Al-Ibrahim. And I know the majority of you here from the classes, well, I'm not going to say the majority, but quite a few of you, you've gone through Surah Al-Ibrahim. Where Allah Ta'ala, He says, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Look here when Allah Ta'ala, He says, and remember when your Lord proclaimed, if you're grateful, I will surely increase you. But if you deny my favor, indeed my punishment is severe. Once you see that Allah has blessed you with all that He's blessed you with as an individual, once you see that Allah loves you and constantly is giving to you and things along these sorts, our natural disposition should be that we're thankful. And Allah Ta'ala, not only does He give you, He gives you so that you be thankful and then tells you, if you're thankful, He will increase you. Allah gives you to give you more. All you have to do is realize that these things come from Allah and thank Him for it. Use what Allah gives you in order to gain His pleasure, He'll give you more. And we need to make sure that we're not from amongst those people who do what we all do from time to time. We get blessings and we don't attribute them to Allah. We don't look at the fact that Allah gave them to us, that we deny that they came from Allah. We say that we have this because we worked for it, because we deserved it, because we did this and because we did that. When in reality, we understand as Muslims that every good that comes to you, it does what? It comes to you. It's from Allah. So don't be of those people who continue to look at Allah's blessings and say, I deserve this. I got this because I deserve it. I got this raise because I deserve this. I got this car because I worked hard. No, you got these things because Allah loved you and gave it to you so that if you be thankful, He can give you more. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for our shortcomings. Make us of those people who realize Allah's favor on us. And make us of those people who are thankful and not ungrateful. Ameen, ameen, Allahumma ameen. Jazakum Allahu khair. And inshallah ta'ala, we'll see you in the next dars. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Wa astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.